You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. The Chinese internet giant Alibaba has bought the video platform Youku Tudu. The Hungarian e-commerce company Extreme Digital is to expand into four new Eastern European countries. And the internet penetration in Myanmar is rising at an eye-watering pace. The Chinese internet giant Alibaba has bought the video platform Youku Tudu. Youku Tudu is the most popular online video platform in China with around 500 million monthly active users. Its acquisition is Alibaba's second foray into the Chinese video market, with the company having launched its own online video streaming service Tmall Box Office earlier this year. And the online video market is hotting up in China at the moment. Last month, Paramount Pictures entered into a partnership with Youku Tudu, meaning that over 100 Paramount Picture films, including Star Trek, Mission Impossible, and Transformers, became available on the platform. Also earlier this year, Baidu-owned Kii announced plans to acquire 1,000 Hollywood titles to add to its collection. The international giant Netflix is also set to enter the Chinese market later this year. The Hungarian e-commerce company Extreme Digital is to expand into four new Eastern European countries. It's due to expand into Romania, Croatia, Slovakia, and the Czech Republic following investment from the South African retailer Steinhoff. The e-commerce market in Eastern Europe is less mature than in Western Europe, with Romania, Croatia, and Slovakia all recently being ranked in the bottom five countries in Europe for online spending in a study by Expert Market. Internet penetration in Myanmar is rising at an eye-watering pace. Just last year, internet penetration was estimated to be around 1%, now it's more like 10%. And with 80% of the population having a smartphone, this explosive rate of growth is set to continue as more and more people decide to buy data packages. A spokesperson from the Myanmar e-commerce company Kemu commented on the country's rapidly rising internet population, saying, "The country is developing very quickly because Burmese people are particularly supportive of innovation. They want to use state-of-the-art technology and catch up with the rest of the world after years of isolation. Education on how to use the internet is still needed for many people in Myanmar, however. Many internet users in the country believe that Facebook is the internet and are unaware that the wider internet exists." Research from the Taiwan Network Information Center has revealed the internet landscape in the country. The study found that the majority of internet users in Taiwan went online using a mobile phone, with 69% of respondents saying they used their mobiles to access the internet. Desktops came in second place at 56%, and laptops and tablets came in third and fourth place with 22 and 17% respectively. The most common place for people to go online was at home, with 90% of internet users going online compared to 29% who went online at work. Internet penetration is quite high in the country, with almost 80% of the population estimated to go online at least once a month. And finally, this year's Oxford Dictionary's Word of the Year has caused consternation amongst some word lovers. The Tears of Joy emoji was announced as the Word of the Year by Oxford Dictionaries on Twitter earlier this week, with some users expressing their dismay with replies such as RIP language. The emoji, which many people have pointed out is not even a word, is used online and in text to express happiness. Oxford Dictionaries countered the critics by attempting to justify the decision, saying, "Pictographic script-like emoji are flexible, immediate, and infuses tone beautifully. Emoji are becoming an increasingly rich form of communication, one that transcends linguistic borders." The tech company SwiftKey conducted research earlier this year to discover that the Tears of Joy emoji was the most regularly used emoji globally last year. And that's all from me today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to visit webcertain.tv for more news, as well as in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals. See you then.